Bryant with Business PMO. Welcome to the podcast. This is not our first podcast. We've actually been recording a whole series as David Helps and I have been going through a book called Developing the Leader Within You 2.0. As a result, we got a lot of questions about who Business PMO is and what we do and all that. So wanted to spend the next series of podcasts going through that and answering a lot of the questions that we received. So today, we're going to talk about Business PMO. What in the world is it? So I took some notes on questions that people have been sending us. And some of them are kind of funny. You start a business and you start a podcast and then people start asking questions you didn't even think to even answer. So lesson learned for me. Here's our series on Business PMO. Introductions to the business, to me, to what we do, and all that kind of stuff. So the first set of questions we got was around, what is Business PMO? You know, when did you start? What do you do? How did you come into being? That sort of thing as a company. So Business PMO actually started in August of 2016. So like many people, I wanted to develop a business as a side hustle, something that could eliminate the middleman, if you will, from contracting. So anybody who is in project management and contracting knows that when you go to get a contract, you usually have to go through a third-party company, whatever company, whether it's state, whether it's federal, whether it's private company. The reality of the world is that a lot of organizations want contractors. So they don't want to deal with thousands and thousands of people coming to them. Instead, they hire third-party organizations to represent candidates. So I found a way to create a little side business for myself and help myself and others try to get rid of that middleman. So getting rid of the middleman means more money in our pockets. And that's really all Business PMO started out to be. It was just about making a little more money and taking care of the middleman. So I would go through my own company, and those that I knew would also go through my company because, well, as a small company, we have smaller bills. And as a result, people get paid more money. So that's what we started doing. That was back in August of 2016. Then after we got a few contracts, this over a period of a few years, Business PMO itself started to grow, and then the infamous COVID hit. Everybody knows COVID. Nobody likes COVID. But actually, COVID turned out, for the most part, on the balance, good for Business PMO as a company. It meant the return to logic, I would say. This meant, why spend tens of thousands of dollars having your employees come in to work when they can work remotely, especially those in the project management field, where most of our teams are remote anyway. If you've been in a project manager role, you'll know what I'm saying when I say you get a lot of team members that are from all over this country and all over the world in other countries. Most of our work can be done remotely. So when that happened, I was able to focus more on Business PMO and also reduce my costs, which attracted more talent. So as a result, COVID actually caused Business PMO to grow after the first year of COVID where everybody was on lockdown. So we continued doing that. We continued growing through project management contracts and then started to pick up on some trends. Some of those trends were basically people who could pass project management certifications but could not manage project. And so I started thinking about that. I said, why am I running into that? I had people coming up to me and my various clients, and they were saying, I wish everybody could get done what you got done. And I started thinking, well, what am I doing that's different? And so I started asking people, what am I doing good? What am I doing not so good? What can I improve? And what about others? What about other project managers? And one of the key underlying things was that project managers were very good at understanding the science of project management. After all, they had their certifications for waterfall, they had their certifications for agile, they had certifications for everything process oriented, even some tools about project management, but they didn't have people skills. And as a result, I started thinking, well, what am I doing people skills oriented that I could do better? And so I started learning things about Herman Brain Dominance, about DISC, and I developed some training on that. And so Business PMO started to then offer to people training. Training in project manager skills, not necessarily project management skills. The difference being one is science-based, the other is more art-based, dealing with people, personalities, how to lead those people. And I started to see that I was getting even more positive feedback as a project manager when I applied those skills to myself. So I started sharing this information with other people in the form of training. We do podcasts now. We train through universities. We train directly. Anybody who needs help trying to blend the science and the art of project management into one is basically what Business PMO is all about. So now, in addition to getting contracts, we have this other line of business essentially that opened up with training. And so that's what Business PMO is basically about. We've seen growth about 25% a year. So it's catching on. It's catching on with businesses. It's catching on with directors who have ever said, I'm sick and tired of getting project managers and my projects are still failing and nobody knows why. And finding out that when I research some of these things, it's not for a lack of knowledge on the project manager's part. And it's not even necessarily a lack of organization or process maturity at the business side of it. It's that leadership has been secondary, if you will, secondary to the project success. The people have been forgotten. So Business PMO wants to take project managers, build them up, make them better at blending the science and the art of project management for the success of their projects. And along the way, we've also discovered that there are a lot of people who want to become project managers. So we want to start them off right. So we have a masterclass and we've launched a certification and more in that in future podcasts. But that's basically what BPMO does. So now we've gone from it being just a side hustle for Tony Bryant to we've now trained hundreds of people. We have a team of about 5 or 6, depending on the day of the year, if you will, depending on the contract. We have about 5 or 6 people that work for Business PMO now. I'm very, very happy to say that we can be selective. Since Business PMO is not just trying to get every contract out there, and we don't have anything to really try to prove to anybody, we just want to help people. And so it's more of a service to project managers and the organizations that they serve. That's what Business PMO has become. I want to say thank you to everybody who has sent in questions about Business PMO. I love answering these questions. We're going to continue to answer them. In the next one, we have a whole bunch of questions about who in the world is Tony Bryant. So hopefully that will be our shortest podcast ever. I do not like being in the limelight. Anybody who knows me knows I don't like being in the limelight. Social media is something that I'm really learning to embrace. So thank you to all of those who have helped me to embrace social media, who have helped Business PMO grow as a result of that. And thank you for everybody who's asking questions. Please continue to ask questions. I love them. And I'm starting to kind of get a feel for the social media thing. So y'all bear with me and grow with me as we go. And hopefully we all have a good time together. Thank you again for watching BPMO Podcast. We'll see you next time.